Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Giants picked up your fifth-year option. Did you have a reaction? I mean, obviously, it was like the no-brainer the whole time, but did you have a reaction to that?
It's definitely a blessing. I'm excited, but just working on getting better every day. Good thing I'll be here at least, 5 years, and just keep working, get better every day.
Obviously, that means that at that point, they can start talking, point in your career, they can start talking extensions and whatnot. Do you know, have that? Have they approached you about that? Has your agent mentioned that? Talks beginning on a long-term deal here?
We haven't really gotten into anything yet. If that happens, it happens. But right now, I'm just focusing on, this first part of, the off-season. That'll take care of itself.
Andrew, where do you want to get better specifically? I know probably all over, but is there any one area of your game that you saw last year in film that you said, I got to address this for next year?
Yeah, just starting with my set and pass protection, just being more consistent with my inside foot, making sure I'm staying on the angle consistently. And then I would say my hands and pass protection as well, especially the inside hand, making sure I keep leverage on power moves and stuff like that.
What have you seen from John Michael Schmitz, and does that impact you at all? Does different centers affect how you walk the ball at all? Tackle?
Yeah, John, he's done a good job so far. It's a lot to learn in our offense. We have a lot of code words. Different things that he has to do. The center makes most of the calls up front, so we're just encouraging him to be confident. Whatever he calls, that's what we haul. That's how we approach the game. So he's doing a good job for us, and I'm excited to see him play.
You had a very experienced player doing that last year. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to have a rookie probably doing that. Does that put more burden on the guards and the rest of the group?
I don't think necessarily. I think we do a good job in meetings and on the practice field so far, just relaying the message. If one person doesn't know the call, we make sure we all get it done at the end of the day, regardless of who makes it. But he's done a good job so far, so I'm looking forward to him playing.
There are times when you're on the field where obviously a tight end is next to you. When you get a guy like Waller here, I mean, do you go back and start looking at tapes to see what this guy can do and how I can work with him, or do you just talk to him or what?
So far, he's almost like a receiver for us. But for me, it really doesn't affect me that much. We haven't really got to do too many like blocking drills with the tight ends just because of the rules right now. So once we get to that, that's when we'll work with them more, and then like chips and things like that. But right now, they're doing a lot of 7-on-7 and stuff like that. So it's just the big guys right now.
Yeah. Andrew, early in careers of offensive linemen, you always hear about technique and how this coach wants to tweak you this way, how you work with us. Have you gotten to the point now where I understand there may be technique things you work on, but you've pretty much have your bag of tricks that you want to use, and now it's just about refining what you do rather than coming up with new ways to develop?
I think you're always looking for new ways to improve. Coach Bobby does a great job with us. He has his set rules, non-negotiable things that he has, but he also allows us to be unique and each and every way. All of us are different players. So if something works for one, he might let someone do it. If something else works for another guy, he'll let him do it. So that's a blessing to have as an offensive lineman.
But you individually, have you gotten to a point now where you pretty much know how you want to handle things, or are you still looking for new things to kind of tweak what you do technically?
Yeah, so I would say that the biggest thing is just consistency in the things that I've already learned and I understand, but also, like I said, just looking to learn new techniques. It might be some things that I see on film from someone else that I might want to try, just to see if it works for me. Yeah.
You were an All-Pro last year. How do you build on that going forward this year? I mean, people now look at you as one of the best left tackles in the league. Do you shoulder that?
I think it starts with your approach. For me, it's I'm trying to get better every day regardless of the accolades. Obviously, you want accolades and you want to be the best, but you don't get there by worrying about that. You get there by working each and every day to get better, and that's what I'm focused on.
You say you want to be the best. Do you feel like that? Like, is something in the back of your mind you think of, I want to be the best left tackle in the
league?
Yeah,
I'm a competitor. I want to be the best for my team. Obviously, you know, I want the team to do well. It's not just about me, but I do want to be, you know, one of the better players in the league.
Couple more.
Do you ever talk to other left tackles to, you know, who are considered great and pick their brain? Have you done that at all?
When I was actually in high school, Trent Williams was at the camp, the Nike opening, and that was the first time I met him. And obviously, you know, great player. Even back then, he was really great. And it's great to see guys like that. But I don't talk to a whole bunch of guys, but I do watch film of different guys just to see what they do. I know I watch Tonsil a lot. I watch Ronnie Stanley just to see, you know, what those guys are doing because they've been doing it for a while.
Have you told Trent about the high school meeting since you
seen that? No, I haven't, but we played him this year, so I'll talk to him.
What do you think high school Andrew Thomas would say if I told him that he would?
Say it again.
I said, what do you think high school Andrew Thomas would have said if we told you in 6 years or whatever you're going to be with Trent Williams as the best left tackle in this league?
He would have been stoked, excited. It's crazy, for sure.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.